Welcome, everybody. Let me help you envision, explore, and execute your plans. This is Motivate Me, and I'm Lynette Renda.
We truly do gain strength through the ideas of others, and during this Friday reflection, I'm going to show you how.
Before we get started today, I just want to make sure you know you can go to motivatemepodcast.com, and there you're going to find our show notes, links to all of the resources mentioned. You'll find an application to be on the show. You'll have access to our email, and we can direct you to the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System Facebook page, because nothing matters more to me than to connect with my listeners. So I hope I can do that starting right now.
Just a little announcement before we get started today. As you know, Motivate Me is taking it on the road in May, where we'll be interviewing people live in each of the 50 states. I am super excited to share with you that the Max Challenge of Toms River, New Jersey has offered to sponsor me through their 10-week body and mind renewal system. This system is designed to make fast and lasting changes to appearance and overall well-being, and they combine nutrition counseling, fitness classes, and motivation in a way that has been perfect for me. I feel like I have a personal trainer, a nutritional counselor, and a success coach. The staff is extremely knowledgeable, and the support of the other members is something truly special. So I just want to say thank you to the Max of Toms River. I know I am in great hands. Hello, everybody. It is Friday, and I want to thank you for coming on in for our Friday reflection. Now, typically, I start each show's episode off with a quote, and rather than doing that today, I would like to share with you words that my guests have received from someone somewhere along their journey that's changed their lives. I would really love it if, as you listen today, you thought about all of the people who have influenced you. These words may have come from a family member or a coach, a teacher, a book, a movie, anything that you've seen or experienced, or anyone that you've come across in your path, in your journey. And it doesn't matter where it came from or who spoke them. What really matters here is how you interpreted them, applied them, why you remembered them. Okay, so on Monday's show, we had life coach Lisa Jane Jones from the United Kingdom. Lisa Jane came on the show to discuss her passion for happiness, but there was really no way to discuss how this became a passion for her without going back and understanding the truly dark times she had in her life that led her here. If you are struggling in your life right now and you haven't listened to that episode, I highly suggest that you go back and just take a listen. Here's the thing about Lisa Jane. After dealing with abuse and addiction, loss, anger, guilt, shame, and finding herself alone with a third child on the way, she chose to do research on happiness and positivity and pull herself out of despair through things like meditation and works by people such as the Dalai Lama. Lisa Jane shared with us words that changed her life. She said, and I quote, and I'm sorry I can't recite it for you in her eloquent English accent, but she said, "I was reading all of these books and they were saying, forgive, forgive, forgive. You know that's how you move on and things like that, but it's like, well, how? How do you forgive somebody or a situation that had hurt you so badly? I can remember reading this one line and it said, forgive others the same way that you would like to be forgiven if you had done something wrong." These words are memorable and impactful, but one of the things I remember most about when Lisa Jane shared them was the gentleness in her voice, the sincerity. Maybe these are words you needed to hear. I know I did. Tuesday, New Jersey's Gina Costa Goldfarb was on the show. Gina is a breast cancer survivor who coaches other cancer survivors in new beginnings. Similar to Lisa Jane, hearing over and over that you need to forgive and not knowing how, Gina felt the same way about people telling her to follow her heart. She says in the episode, "I never really understood what it meant to follow your heart. You know what that feeling is? It's what your gut's telling you. So whatever your gut's telling you, do it." So many body parts, hearts and guts. Gina has been through a lot to know that life will sometimes take you down, but that your heart will guide you through instincts that surface in that gut feeling. So if you have been doubting yourself and your choices, maybe you need to take some time to let this surface for you. Wednesday's episode featured Kentuckian turned Brooklynite, Becky Fine Firesheets. Becky is many things. She's a mom and a wife and a teacher, writer, musician, performer. And she does everything she can to make sure, despite new motherhood, that she continues to keep these passions in her life. As we know, this is not always easy. And Becky shares useful advice that you may need to hear today. She said, "I think the best advice I received since being a parent was from a teacher at a retreat, a day retreat I went to, who said, 'You need to work on embracing the chaos. Your life is not going to be this perfectly organized, planned, relaxing, easy to be in the moment. Sometimes you're going to be forced to do three things at the same time. Sometimes you will only have 30 minutes to write, and you're going to feel busy and active because of everything that just happened. But instead of feeling like that makes me tense or that makes me anxious, to just embrace it." I quote again for you, embrace the chaos. I think this is a skill, and I challenge you to embark on that adventure. So Thursday from Dallas, Texas, we had Jason Troy, corporate business coach extraordinaire and author of the number one bestseller, Social Wealth. Jason is always so full of meaningful information that I find myself taking notes during my calls with him. I have envisioned what that would look like if we were in person, having lunch or something, and we're talking, casual conversation, and I'm sitting there taking notes with everything that he's telling me. But that is how much great information Jason has that is so valuable in so many different ways. So Jason derived great ideas of his own from the 100 interviews he has done with successful entrepreneurs. And this is what he tells us on the show. Change the question from "What would you do if you couldn't fail?" to "What's worth doing if I fail?" Because of the 100 successful entrepreneurs Jason has interviewed, he says that no one tried something the first time and got it right. They failed 1 to 10 times, sometimes losing everything and making it back again. Another Troyism is, failure is part of the creative process. You know, a typical coaching question is this: what would you do if failure was irrelevant or not an option? But Jason really turned that around when he asks, what's worth doing if I fail? That, ladies and gentlemen, is when you know you are enamored with something, that you have hit your purpose on this earth, when even if you do fail, simply experiencing it was worth doing. So today is Friday, and for my reflection, I'd like to connect back to some of the ideas that Jason Troy brought to the table that changed my perspective on things. Jason said to be careful of the reasons why you are being creative. And when he's talking about being creative, he's not just talking about the arts and getting your creative juices flowing. He's saying be creative about what you're doing in life, about the fact that you can create your career. You can create a usefulness for yourself in business or in life. So be creative about how you would want to get your word across or participate. That's really what Jason is talking about when he's saying be creative in your life. So Jason said to be careful of the reasons why you are being creative. What he says in the episode about creativity is you do it for the leap, not for the landing. And this is exactly how I've been feeling since I started Motivate Me. So because that is familiar to me, I really found it powerful when Jason said, creativity doesn't owe you anything, like an end result or success. When you start thinking this way, you get so attached to the outcome that you start killing your creativity because you can't be free, because you're so worried about the confines of what's going on. Jason's message here was a great reminder for me, and maybe one for you too if you need it, that regardless of how much you put into something, regardless of how creative and innovative you get, in the end, creativity does not owe you a thing. So wow, many powerful ideas shared here this week, and for me, it is just such a reminder of how important we are to each other in this world. How important books and movies and conversations with people are, how important it is to keep an open mind, to be receptive, to want to better your person and what you get out of this life. Maybe this episode inspired you to think back to those people and ideas that have impacted you along the way. I would really love it if you came into our private group and shared those ideas. Because just like one of these thoughts could have been exactly what you needed to hear today, you have the ability to do that for someone else. Thank you for being a part of this episode, Lisa Jane, Gina, Becky, and Jason. And thank you, listeners, for being a part of my everyday life. You truly do motivate me, and I'm Lynette Renda.